for one and one for another. With the name of love above all others. And every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour is presented on Relevant Radio by Stinson Electric, your trusted electrical advisor solving electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins.
And I'm Corey Regan. Welcome to our listeners as well on this rainy day. And Jeff, what do we have going on today in the new evangelization in your world?
We've got a great show today. I'll tell you a little bit about evangelization in a moment. We've got a great show. We're going to be talking about the Curcio movement.
That's right.
And a lot of people have heard about the Curcio movement, but they're not exactly sure
Super familiar.
What it is, mm-hmm. Right. But they've heard that lives have changed. I went through it myself, and we're going to be talking about that. We have three sets of wonderful guests today. We got Bill and Justine Bojan. They're going to be talking about the movement. They're the lay leaders for the Twin Cities. We're all going to be also talking to Deacon Tim and Jackie Helmicky, and they are leaders in the movement who've had a big impact in the Twin Cities. We're also going to be hearing from a couple today that went through the Curcio weekend. And that's going to be Scott and Greer Hussey, and we're going to talk about how their lives quickly changed after going through the weekend. Have you heard about it?
I have heard of it, and I just did some studying and some research last night with my husband, and I'm becoming more and more familiar with it, but I have a ton of questions that I think will get answered today.
That's going to be good. Well, you were talking about evangelization.
Yeah. What do we have here going on? I mean, besides the big event.
Well, you know what we're doing right now, as I've been appointed the new director of evangelization and catechesis in the Twin Cities, and what an opportunity we have in the Twin Cities to tell people about Jesus Christ. I mean, that's what really evangelization is about. It's about creating opportunities to meet Christ and to teach people how to introduce Christ to mm-hmm. other people. What do you say? How do you invite them to church? What are the pains? What are what's the angst of our society today? And how does Christ come into that and change people's lives? So what we're developing, Corey, is we're developing a number of programs, and we're going to be talking about those in the weeks and months ahead on the Rediscover Hour. We're going to be creating some opportunities for people to learn about sharing Christ with others.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to be focusing on some demographics. In other words, women's ministry.
Great.
That's
like
going
that
to be
one.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about men's ministry and what's unique to men's ministry and opportunities to bring Christ to men. And also something that I'm very excited about and hope to work with Bishop Cousins' mother, Judy Cousins, on this. That's grandparenting.
The grandparents. I know you were going to say that.
I'm excited about
that. It's an important role that they play.
She's a wise woman. She's going to be sharing at the Rediscover Celebration during one of the talks about supernatural grandparenting.
Okay.
So that's going to be exciting. But you know, when it comes to evangelization, I think people have a tendency to think about evangelization as something that only an evangelist does. Somebody mm-hmm. that might stand on the street corner or
this big conversion thing that you have to do, like bringing people so far from one place to another, and it's not.
I mean, everybody should do it. We have a mandate on our life from Christ to go into the world and proclaim
the
gospel.
Right.
And we do it in a number of different ways. You know, some people do speak a lot, some people teach, some people are examples, and but everybody has a message, everybody has a story, and everybody has a circle of influences in their life.
And it can just be bringing someone back to the faith that has fallen away, or someone, you know, perhaps getting them more engaged in the faith. I mean, as little as that, not little, but, you know, a smaller job than mm-hmm. completely converting someone, correct?
Yep. And anybody can get involved. This last week, I was talking to a lady who she had a daughter who was, had Down syndrome, mm-hmm. and she lived to be, I think, about 29 years old. And she told me about how her daughter influenced everyone around her. And her daughter truly believed, which is something I think we all should, her daughter truly believed that she was the daughter of a king.
That's so neat.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. And she lived her life that way. Her bedroom, everything in her life was, if you walked in there, you think, this girl thinks she's a princess.
Mm-hmm.
And you are. You are mm-hmm. a princess. You are, you're a daughter of the king. You're a son of the king. And if we live our lives with that perspective, we'll naturally want to tell. I mean, if you were the daughter of a king in this world, wouldn't you want to tell people?
They would know, yeah.
They would know. Oh, that's great.
Don't tell my daughter that. she's gonna proclaim it too. No, it's a good thing.
Hey, we also have Paul Sadek with us here today. How are you doing?
You couldn't get rid of me.
You're not getting rid of you. We're not getting rid of you. So what's been happening as far as the show and some of the, maybe some of the changes are going to take place?
Well, it's interesting that we're talking about Curcio today. I'm a Curciist.
You are?
Of about, 20-some years back, back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's a wonderful experience, and I'm looking forward to visiting about it and hearing more about it here in the Twin Cities.
When you went through it, was Bishop Dudley out there?
Bishop Dudley was one of the speakers.
Was he really?
And I was working for him at the time, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you know, Deacon Tim Helmicky from St. Hubert's in Chanhassen, he's going to be joining us a little bit later on in the show. And I was talking to him prior to the show, and he was mentioning just what an influence Bishop Dudley has had on this Curcio movement.
Bishop Paul Dudley has been such a huge influence on so many lives in the entire Midwest and around the world, and of course on your life as well, Jeff.
That's for sure. So I'm looking forward to talking about it. You know, Curcio. How many of you have gone through this movement? How many of you need a change in your life? You need a new focus in your life. Your marriage needs to be repaired. You just feel like you're going nowhere. Stay tuned, because I think this show is going to offer you some ideas that literally could change your life. I went through my first Curcio back in 1981 in Iowa, Story City, Iowa. And I was at the time a very young associate pastor in Iowa. This is before I came back to the Catholic Church. And I didn't want to go at first. You know how it is when someone says, hey, do you want to go on a retreat this weekend?
Yeah.
You're thinking, oh yeah, I got tons of time.
We were talking too earlier that I think men are harder to sell on getting them to take a weekend off and go to a retreat.
I think you're right. We'll ask our guest that. I think you're right. I was. Uh-huh. I literally told everybody that tried to get me to this weekend. I said, you know what? Number one, I've been through Bible college. Number two, I'm very, very busy. And mm-hmm. Number three, just
not
because
interested.
I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I ended up going. And I got to tell you, it was one of the biggest surprises of my life. And my wife went also. And still to today, my wife is involved in the movement and considers the relationships that came out of the Curcio experience to be the most dynamic, vital, and precious relationships that she has in life right now.
Wow. So that's powerful.
We're going to be talking about that. Hey, Paul, is there any changes? Joe Towalski is no longer with the Catholic
Joe Towalski is now the Director of Communications for the Diocese of St. Cloud, Minnesota, wonderful neighboring diocese just to the north of us. And we won't be hearing from him for the Catholic Spirit anymore, but beginning next week, we'll be hearing from our old friend Dave Herbacek over at the Catholic Spirit.
Dave is a good guy.
I love Dave.
Have you heard him imitate people? We won't say who he imitates.
No, we won't mention that.
He does imitate people. He's very,
he's
very funny.
And he's a great sportsman, a great outdoorsman.
And a good photographer.
Absolutely.
And a good conversationalist, which is important on radio. So yeah, it'll be good to talk to him every week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think he's actually going to do it every other week.
Okay. Update us on news and what's coming out in the next issue and stuff.
Well, if you're wondering who we're talking about, I mean, Dave is he's been working with the Catholic Spirit for years, and he's going to give us an update every other show on what's happening with the Catholic Spirit, what's happening around the great Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Bill and Justine Bojan. They're the Curcio Lay Leadership Team in this area, and we're going to look into this great movement that has affected thousands and thousands of lives. If you know of somebody who has gone through this movement, call them up right now. Tell them to tune in to Relevant Radio. We'd love for them to join the conversation, listen in, and I'm looking forward to this. So you're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Paul Archambeau, owner of Stinson Electric, and we are the proud sponsor of the Rediscover Hour. Stinson Electric is a Catholic, family-owned company that serves the electrical construction and repair needs of local businesses, churches, and schools. Our faith and our motto of quality, integrity, and service guides our business decisions every day. For small projects, troubleshooting a circuit, or installing an outlet or light fixtures, we have a fleet of service trucks that are staffed by licensed electricians who are knowledgeable, courteous, and efficient. They have the latest technology to diagnose and repair your electrical problem. For larger projects such as new building, building additions, or relocating equipment, we'll help you design, budget, and build the project. Stinson Electric would like to be your trusted electrical advisor. I would welcome the opportunity to meet with you and discuss your electrical need. Call Stinson Electric, 612-424-7382.
Today I can see, oh, today I can see, my, for the very first time, I wave goodbye, bye.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins.
And I'm Corey Regan.
And today we're going to be talking about the Curcio movement. If you saw it on paper, you'd say Curcello, but you are wrong. It is Curcio. And we're joined right now by Bill and Justine Bojan, and they are the lay directors for the Twin Cities Curcio movement. And they've been involved for a while, and now they're leading the lay aspect of it. Welcome to the Rediscover Hour.
Thank you
very much, Jeff and Corey.
Very good. Very good to have you with us. Hey, I want to talk to you before we get into the actual details of the Curcio movement. Retreats in general, are they popular right now? Are they? What's the need? How important are retreats, particularly with these busy schedules?
Absolutely. And that is one of the challenges, is the busy schedules. But our Pope and all of our shepherds are talking about the importance of an encounter, mm-hmm. an encounter with the living God. And we have found, and we'll talk a little bit about our background and Curcio, but what many people find from a retreat that is faith-based is that time to really have that encounter with themselves, with Jesus Christ. And we often don't take that time in today's busy world
to slow down.
To slow down and have that encounter. And that's just from that perspective, I think retreats are very valuable, especially today.
I think one of the hardest parts of taking a retreat is actually deciding that you're going to do it, because the moment someone invites you to a retreat, it's like you have 25 different excuses as to
why not to go.
I mean I got better things to do with mm-hmm. my life, and if I want a retreat, I'll read a book or something, but I certainly don't need to take 3 days
seems like a lifetime to break away from your normal life activity and from technology and everything else that, you know, is so distracting for our lives these days.
The thing about Curcio is we like to refer to it as an encounter instead of a retreat, because it's more than a succinct amount of time and then it's over. It's actually a method where we offer follow-through, mm-hmm. and you know, weekly, monthly, and it's really very powerful, and it creates a hunger for the Lord and an accountability as well.
Just sort of the beginning of a life change then.
Yeah. And the other thing, actually, you know, Curcio is very, very centered in friendship. And I think I've heard Jeff say this many times before, is people need a witness. And so it's not just inviting someone to a retreat, it's witnessing to them as to what this experience and you know, spending this time with the Lord has done for our faith journey, for us personally. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's really important.
As you're listening to the show, you're probably wondering, well, what is exactly a Curcio? So, Bill and Justine, give us kind of a synopsis without giving away everything that happens on one of these, because we'll be here for days. Mm-hmm. But give us a synopsis. What happens? What is a Curcio weekend?
Yep. I'll just start off with generally a little bit of the history of Curcio, and then Justine can talk a little bit about what actually happens on a weekend. But first of all, it is a true movement. It is a recognized charism of the Catholic Church. It was founded in Spain in the 1940s by a gentleman named Eduardo Bonin, and the Holy Spirit really gave him a vision for this charism. And it is really an ongoing method for Catholic discipleship. That's really what this is all about. In addition to the encounter, there's an ongoing method involved that involves small groups, if that's something someone's interested in, but also a community. And it's really about the progressive conversion of the individual and sharing faith through friendship. That is, in essence, what Curcio is really about, that encounter, about friendship, and about a community of like-minded believers on that path to discipleship.
An encounter begins on a Thursday evening, and Thursday evening is more of a time of preparation. You learn the ins and outs of what's going to happen over the weekend, have some time of prayer and some time of silence to center yourself. And then Friday is a day to encounter self, where you see how you spend your time, your energy, your money, what are your ideals. Saturday is a day to encounter Christ. So the whole day is spent really encountering the Lord. And then on Sunday, you are spending time with community. How do you engage some apostolic action, and how do you evangelize, and the friendship aspect of a Christian community. It is a lay-led movement, so there are a series of 14 or 15 talks, most given by lay people that have gone through a Curcio encounter. But each weekend also includes spiritual directors. There's always a priest, and for the men, there are two deacons. And for the women, there's a priest, a deacon, and a deacon's wife, or another religious woman on the weekend. So there's, and the neat thing about the Catholic Curcio is all of the sacraments that you're able to experience, Mass, confession. Every day you attend Mass, and there's prayer and time for silent reflection as well.
And what does the term Curcio mean? And how did that come about?
Yep. It's a Spanish term. It actually means a short, intense course in Christianity.
Okay.
And that was the name that I think Eduardo Bonin discerned, and the Holy Spirit gave him. And again, it was begun in Spain in the 40s, came to the United States in the 50s, and actually came to the Twin Cities in 1969.
So when you talk about, and Justine, you said it so well, both of you did, that it's not so much a retreat as it is an encounter. And is that part of the secret sauce here, as far as why this has such an impact on people and why people will continue with it for two decades after they've got? I mean, think of another retreat, Corey, where someone goes through it and two decades later they're still meeting with these people.
Talking about it, right.
What is the secret sauce without telling us all the secret sauce?
Yeah, absolutely. It is really all about that encounter. And again, our Pope and all of our shepherds have talked about that spark that can happen in our hearts when we truly encounter Jesus Christ and the living God. But unlike a retreat that I think is nice, it's a mountaintop experience, and then you get back to daily reality, and 3 days later,
it's
you don't
gone.
Even remember it.
Right.
This really is about becoming part of a community of like-minded people that take this journey together. And there's so many people we find, I mean, ourselves included. I think someone had mentioned, Jeff, I think you did, about Emily, your wife, but some of our closest friendships now are from the Curcio community. We made our weekend in 2005, and some of our closest relationships and dearest friends are from this movement. And they're just, you're taking this walk with people, and it kind of, you do anything for them.
Well, and it keeps the ball rolling, that energy going, because they're... You're moving each other along, where you're not letting one couple or one person kind of drop out, right?
Yes, exactly.
And what you're mentioning, Corey, is important, and that is that this isn't, Christianity is not something that you do just as a single sport. You do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is a team.
A team.
Yeah, and it's a family. More to the point, And just like we have the conversion experience, not completely alone, but there's other people around us and other people that are influencing our lives, the continuation is also community. And that's one of the things I think is part of the secret sauce here, is that when you're done, you continue on with that community. Here's an aspect that I wanted to ask you about. And I have this theory. When you look at the average person out in the Twin Cities today, they're busy, they are burdened down, they're heavy laden, as Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all who are weary and mm-hmm. heavy laden, mm-hmm. and I will give you rest." There's a certain amount of expectation that the average person has when you say to them, "You want to go on a retreat this weekend?" They have an expectation about that, and they will quickly process in their mind, go on a retreat, sit in a circle, talk about my experience, and
talk
eat some
in
food
general.
I'm not interested
open
in.
Up.
Yeah, I mean,
communicate.
Open up to people I don't want to talk
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I don't even know.
No, we got twins tickets. We're not going.
I'm too tired.
But the element that I wanted to ask you about is this. I have a theory, and that is this, that a hardened heart, a tired heart, a pessimistic heart can oftentimes be reached by what I would call surprising them with love, surprise love. And this happens on the retreats, doesn't it? There's a little bit of zag when you think it's going to zig.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, again, I mentioned earlier that friendship is at the center of this. And actually, there's something we like to say in the Curcio movement is make a friend, be a friend, and then help bring that friend to Christ. And we are big believers that you don't ask somebody, especially someone you don't know that well, to go on a retreat. You witness to them about what encountering Jesus Christ did for you, what it did for your marriage, what it did for your children, what it did for your community. And so we're really not about just getting people to a weekend. It's really making friends and witnessing
showing
to them, because
them.
We find, and I know a lot of people find, there's such a hunger out there for authentic faith, for true friendship, and that discipleship, when people go, what does that mean? And they need to have that witnessed to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes hand in hand with the new evangelization, just yes. speaking about your faith and walking the walk and, you know, showing people what Jesus can do for you in your lives and why you're a happy person.
Absolutely.
And I think that all goes together.
Corey mentions the new evangelization. I have to tell you, as the new director of evangelization for the Archdiocese, I started looking at the various gifts and tools that we have available in the Twin Cities. And my wife was talking to me, Emily, and she said, Jeff, she said, you know what, we need to really, really make the Curcio movement well known, because it's such a tool for evangelization.
It's right there, right?
We believe it is one of the best tools the Catholic Church has for its vision of the new evangelization.
We're talking with Bill and Justine Bojan. They are the lay directors for the Curcio movement in the Twin Cities. And Bill, somebody's listening right now, and they're saying to themselves, "Well, I'm doing fairly well. I mean, I don't feel tired, and I don't feel like I'm burdened down, or so forth. I mean, what's in it for me? Why should I even consider something like that? Do I have to be broken to go?"
And how do you invite them?
Absolutely. Again, it is really through friendship. So I have found most success in getting people interested in what this is about by just simply witnessing to them what is done for our lives and for our family. And the other thing I think is important to mention here, this is for men and women. It's mm-hmm. for young and old. It's for single and married. It's for people who are more early in their faith journey,
right,
or people who are very
deeply
advanced
engaged
in their faith
yeah.
journey. And it's because it really is about that, the friendship journey. And you know, Jeff, you had mentioned something about time. We're all busy. Actually, during this period where we accepted the role for lay leadership, I have a startup business, and this is so important to us, and this has meant so much to us that we've just made the time, and we've gotten so much more back than we've given to it.
And to be honest, we've never heard a person that was sorry that they went. So
sure.
many people are resistant on Thursday, and by yeah. Sunday they say, I wish I would have went years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
They're
you
changed.
Know?
Yeah, and there was a recent weekend where a priest that was the spiritual director said, Some of these men came in with hearts of stone on Thursday, mm-hmm. and now they're leaving with hearts of flesh.
Oh, I hear that all the time.
So, you know, very much love involved
all the
in
time.
The course of
I got to tell you, real quickly, the one I went to back in 1981, it was all the men go through on one weekend, and all the women go through on
separately
okay. on another weekend. And the first night, I heard so many men say, "Ah, my wife got me here, and I don't know what I'm doing here, and I don't know what I can learn." And Sunday, it's like broken babies that love God, and you're thinking, "How? What happened to you guys in these 3 days that turned you, from a pessimist into an absolute disciple of the Lord?" And you say you're going to be meeting with these guys for the rest of your life. So that's powerful. How do people hear about it? How do they go about finding out more information?
We have a website. You can Google Twin Cities Curcio, mm-hmm. A Catholic Twin Cities Curcio, and it's a very well put together website, lots of information, contact information, and so on.
So if somebody is interested, driving down 35 right now and saying, "Man, I think that's for me. I need something like that." What should they do? Do they need a sponsor? Do they how, they're driving right now saying, "I want to do it." What's your advice?
Well, Curcio is based off of friendship, so yes, everyone needs a sponsor. So if you are interested and you have not heard of it or are not aware of anyone in your parish, you can contact us through the website, and we will find someone.
You'll find a sponsor.
Yes, we will, yeah.
There you go, Corey.
And it's, and it's geographical. I mean, there's groups in each part of the Twin Cities that you can...
Absolutely. There's actually, we don't have a firm count. There's over 10,000 Curciestas in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
It's Curciesta. Explain Yesta that to me.
Curciesta is what you call someone who's gone through...
Not a Cursilio. No.
Curciesta.
Okay, Curciesta.
Again, another Spanish term. But it's in most parishes, and again, there's lots of people that have are part of the Curcio movement that can sponsor and kind of, again, it's about walking with somebody through this journey. Can join small groups to continue the journey. After
any
the
weekends
weekend.
Planned?
There's a men's weekend currently taking place right now at St. Hubert's in Chanhassen. Started last night.
Yes.
As we speak.
Yeah, there's actually a mass going to be starting in 30 seconds.
Is it too late to sign up for that? I'm assuming so. What would be the next one?
And the next one, the women's weekend is next weekend. But we have another set mid-October for the men and late October for the women.
How many a year do you do?
English speaking, we do three sets.
Okay.
And... the Spanish has a set as well in the summer in June.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I want to thank you both for being here.
Yeah,
we've been
you.
Talking with Bill and Justine Beaujean, and your stories are compelling. And thank you for stepping up to the plate and becoming lay directors. And that's what makes this program happen, is all the volunteers, all the people coming together, from you to all the speakers on the weekends, everyone helping behind the scenes. This isn't just a few people. This truly is a community coming together to build and to really encourage hearts. So
thank you, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Rediscover Hour, and I'm joined with Corey Regan, Paul Sadek. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Scott and Greer Hussey. They have recently gone through one of these weekends.
So they're fresh out of the retreat or encounter.
Out of the encounter oven.
Yes.
And we're going to find out what's happened in their life, why they went on this retreat, what happened, and what they plan on doing from here on out. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour.
This is Evan Beacom with a cultural note from Catholic Studies at the University of St. Thomas. Alessandro Manzoni's novel of 1842, The Betrothed, would become the defining novel of Italian literature. Set in the horrifying circumstances of Milan in 1648, the novel follows the fortunes of a young betrothed couple, Renzo and Lucia. Manzoni portrays the historical realities of 17th century Milan and weaves into his story a number of historical figures, perhaps most notably the Cardinal Archbishop of Milan, Federigo Borromeo, the bold and brilliant cousin and successor to St. Charles Borromeo. The composer Giuseppe Verdi dedicated his Requiem to Manzoni. Pope Francis says The Betrothed is his favorite novel. The portrait of Borromeo might suggest why.
Relevant Radio is proud to bring you cultural notes from the University of St. Thomas Center for Catholic Studies. For information on local Catholic Studies events, go to the Events tab at relevantradio.com.
And welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you.
And Corey Regan. We're here talking about Curcio.
We are. We're joined with Paul Sadek also.
I'm here too.
You are a Curciesta.
Indeed.
He's got some experience, yeah.
He was how many years ago, Paul?
At least 20.
20. Me too. I mean, I might have been 30. 30 years
you're
ago?
You're aging yourself.
Yeah, well,
I was three.
You're so much older than me, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, in the prior segment, we talked with Bill. We were talking with Bill and Justine Boja, and they're the lay leaders of the movement. And we're going to be talking with Scott and Greer Hussey in just a moment. But I want to remind you on this great Rediscover Hour that coming up in October, we've got a major event coming up.
The third and fourth.
It's
at the Minneapolis Convention Center. It's going to be bigger than last year and better than ever. Right. We've got some major speakers coming. I guess the first night is for young adults.
Right. On Friday the 3rd, we have a whole night planned for young adults with music, Marie Miller, Father Stan Fortuna, Sonar, who's local. They're
cool
going to be
band.
Joining us.
Young adults meaning 20s, 30s, but anyone
you're
over 18 can
you're
go.
In the group.
I'm still in the group. You're not, so you're not going to be there.
I will be there. I'll be the oddball.
Oh, yeah.
Myself and Archbishop Neinstedt, who's going to be there too. But we have Father Dwyer from Busted Halo. He's going to be there. It's going to be a great night. And then on Saturday, we've got Archbishop Coakley from Oklahoma City. We have Dr. Scott Hahn. We have Curtis Martin. We have a great women's breakout and grandparents breakout and men's breakout. It's going to be great.
You and Kelly Walquist and others.
Yeah, we still have a few more people we're going to be bringing in. But I want to encourage people, go to the website, rediscover-faith.com.
.org.
.org and sign up for that.
Yeah, tickets will sell out, so do that now. I bought mine.
Have you already?
Yes.
It's a great opportunity for evangelization. You know, think to yourself right now, you want your brother, you want your sister to come back to the church or to experience Christ anew. You don't know exactly how to do it. Well, invite them to an event.
Well, it's so re-energizing, too. If you just need a little pick-me-up, I mean, that's the place to go.
Well, it's going to be a big pick-me-up
or
on that Saturday.
Yeah.
But it's going to be extraordinary, and we've got some really special surprises coming up. So that's October 3rd and 4th. It's the big Rediscover celebration, and that's going to be at the Minneapolis Convention Center. We're expecting about 12,000 people. We hope you come. And not like last year, there was a lot of people. They couldn't get in. Because it was sold out.
Right.
And we don't want that to happen this year. So get your tickets early. Get them often. Give them away. Rediscover-faith.org. We're talking about the Curcio movement today on the Rediscover Hour. And Bill and Justine Bojan, who are the lay directors, they gave us a great introduction to it. We're now joined by Scott and Greer Hussey. And they went through this extraordinary weekend not too long ago. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
It's
tell
good to
us
have you.
About your experience. You guys did it about a year ago, you said?
Yes, we did it a year ago,
separately.
July, separately.
Mm-hmm.
I went first in the men's group, and then Greer was a week later. And as you were talking earlier with the Bojans, I can really relate to the feeling of Greer was gung-ho, and I was pretty slow in terms of my excitement about making a Curcio weekend. And but I can tell you, I was at a place in my life as a cradle Catholic where I was looking for more. And so I wasn't completely against this. It just was the three-day commitment, as you talked about. And I found that it was exactly what I needed at that point in my life to have a personal encounter in all 3 days. And so I would say, as a reluctant participant early, I had started to see my heart soften on Thursday night, which was the first night I was there.
So it didn't take long.
It did not take long at all for me.
You mentioned, Scott, it was exactly what you needed. Prior to that weekend, did you know what you needed?
Well, I didn't. I had a lot of questions. I didn't have a lot of answers. I had done a de Montreville retreat a few years earlier. And frankly, I had been asking Greer a lot of questions. And we knew the Bojans from church and had heard about Crisillo. And Bill and Justine were kind enough to sponsor me, told me enough going into Crisillo weekend that I thought there might be answers for me, but I didn't know what they were. What I love about Crisillo is that the other men that were there with me, we were all at a different place in our faith journey. And it was as though the talks that were given spoke to each one of us individually. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter if you were seeking
you were,
or if
right.
you were already there.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, sitting next to another man, hearing the same talk, I was getting answers to the questions I had. And I'm guessing he was getting completely different answers to some of the questions that mm-hmm. he might have had.
How many guys were on that retreat?
There were 15.
15.
15.
So you really get to know some guys pretty well.
You really do. And maybe, again, men, unlike women, it starts out a little cold.
Mm-hmm.
By Friday, you're starting to develop the friendships that Bill mm-hmm. and Justine talked about. And by Sunday, even some of the more guys?
Closed,
maybe? I don't know. We all came together. It was, we really celebrated something special on that encounter.
Now, these are a couple, is it 1 week apart or 2 weeks apart? How many? Is it one?
It's 1 week apart, yeah. Scott went 1 week before me.
So, Greer, when he came home, did he come home? Did you see a different man? What was he like?
Right off the bat, it was just the craziest thing ever because Scott used to pull into different retreats back in so he could make a quick getaway if he didn't like how things
right.
were going. And for him to come home so just
gung-ho.
Happy.
Yeah.
He was not like crazy gung-ho, but like just happy for me that I was going to get to experience what he just experienced.
Right.
And, you know, he would just say, you are going to love it. It's just so special. And for me to see his enthusiasm for it was just, it was really neat. I couldn't wait.
And why do you think they have to separate out the men and the women just because we're different?
Men learn slower.
We're different people. And yeah. and for a man to open up in front of other men might be easier than in front of a bunch of women they don't know, I would imagine.
I think so. Definitely, for me anyways, personally, it would mm-hmm. be more intimidating.
Sure.
To be there with Greer or other women.
Sure.
But men can say really dumb things to other men, and you've probably said something that others were going to say, but
anyway,
didn't
right.
have the courage.
The guts to say,
and
yeah.
So it bonds us pretty quickly.
Do you know what I've noticed over the years is when you get men and women together in some kind of learning experience or some kind of retreat, is that women have a tendency, I think, to be a little bit more sensitive spiritually. Now, I know men are, you're gonna call, you're gonna email, and you say, that is not true, I'm more sensitive than my wife. I don't believe that.
Mm-mm.
But I think women are a little bit more sensitive, and they want their husbands to come along and to lead. Women want their husbands to lead spiritually in the family. And when they go to something together, and the speaker says, men, pray with your wife, pray with your kids, the wives are hitting them with the elbow. And then when
go.
They get home, they say, didn't you hear what the guy
mm-hmm.
said? So it's almost like, perform.
Yes,
you know?
Go, do it now,
yeah.
be.
But
be
here you get to separate, and you
right.
get to grow with other men and learn. And so when he came home, you were really pleased.
You could tell there was a little bit of a difference. Yeah.
Well, and we were just about to get a foreign exchange student to come and live with us for the year, and she just left this week. Before that, we loved God. We went to Mass every week. We were there. We were serving cake on Sundays and all that. But when Tony came to us from Germany, from a non-churched family, from a non-church-loving community, and to see our family praying out loud, praying together, supporting each other, talking on the way to Mass, which was just crazy for her, just talking about who we were going to pray for that day and just seeing our faith lived every day. The letter that she wrote us when she left just 2 days ago said, I thought you were all nuts when I came here. And just to have found the Lord through your good example.
Your family.
You didn't tell us anything about it. You just showed us in the kind way that you lived. And it was a beautiful testament.
Well, speaking on that, as parents, how do you think your kids are affected after you come back from one of these? Is your family just a lot more cohesive as far as what you do to as parents to to as an example for your children?
Do they obey you in everything now?
It's perfection and harmonious all the time.
I smile, Corey, because they are still as they were.
Uh-huh.
But what has changed for me is me and how I am a husband and how I am as a father.
Right.
The things that I am now talking with them about that I wasn't talking about. I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't know how to articulate those thoughts and a prayer out loud.
Sure.
And that's what I was able to gain. One of the many things from my Crucio weekend was I need to step up as a husband and a father and put God in the center of my life and let Him direct my actions so that I can help to develop those relationships.
Same.
And it helped with, as Greer said, with Tony. Prior to Crucio, we would not have been talking nearly as much as we did about how important Jesus Christ was to us individually and to our family.
We're talking with Scott and Greer Hussey. They went through the Crucio weekend about a year ago, I think it was, and giving us their insights. Greer, after you went through your weekend and the two of you came together, tell me about that encounter of sharing with one another your new discovery.
Well, I kid with some of my friends that I'm telling when I'm talking to them about our weekend. I say it's the best marriage counseling you'll ever have,
I would think.
You don't even have to go together.
Right.
So I love that. But to us, really what it does is it puts Christ in the center of your life. And I liken it to life coaching and with this Catholic Christian basis. And so for me, who doesn't want to be a better person in all aspects of their life? And what the retreat does is there are talks about grace. There are talks about lay people in the church. There are talks about sacraments, which I really loved. And Scott and I both had questions about that. So for us, reconciliation took on a whole new life for us. And we had been going to Mass, you know, regularly and faithfully. So really, I think through this coaching, this spiritual coaching, if you will, it made our marriage come alive. And we did pray together. We prayed together before, but now it just seems more focused and I think more alive.
Mm-hmm. Well, Scott, you mentioned something that I think is important, and that is that, you know, when you go through an encounter or a retreat like this, you don't come out being a world-class evangelist and knowing the Bible and Greek and Hebrew and everything else. You mentioned some seemingly small things that for men are big things, like praying out loud. There's a lot of men that are uncomfortable with even praying out loud or even talking about their faith. And and it sounds like in your weekend, these were some hurdles that you got over that they may seem small, but for a man, that can be a big deal.
I agree. And it's noticeable to my family, to our children. We have a 10-year-old and a 14-year-old at home. And it is noticeable to them, and I think that's a great example to give to them. The other thing that helps a lot, and Bill and Justine talked about this, is the ongoing small grouping every week. I group with a small group of men on Saturday mornings, and again, it helps to keep me accountable to the weekend, to the commitments that I made. It helps me to stay accountable to continuous prayer and study so that I can continue to move myself forward.
One last question for you. What was the biggest surprise? And you're there on the final day, Sunday. What was your biggest surprise for each of you?
The biggest surprise for me was how much of an impact it had on my life. And the biggest regret I had was that I didn't do it earlier.
Sooner,
as a younger person, whether I was single or when I was married at a younger age because of the gifts that I was given through that weekend.
So we're talking,
Well, for me, to me, our parish is lovely and everyone's smiling and happy at you. Now I know people in my parish.
Okay.
And for me, we have hundreds of couples at St. Hubert's who have gone through the experience. And now I feel like I know them so well. And my parish life has really come alive through that.
Well, I appreciate both of you sharing with us. Scott and Greer Hussey from St. Hubert's in Chanhassen went through Crucio weekend about a year ago, transformed their life. And once again, you can get more information about the movement.
It's tc-crucio.org.
Got it. Thank you guys so much for sharing with us today.
Absolutely. Really appreciate it. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour, joined by Corey Regan, Paul Sadek, and next we're going to talk to a deacon Tim and Jackie Helmicky. They have worked many Crucios, gone through Crucio. Maybe Crucio is for you. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Archambault from Stinson Electric. You're a facility manager or business owner with electrical or lighting needs, we can help. Have you heard the buzz lately about energy-efficient lighting? Do you wonder if it makes sense for your facility? You may not know who you should call or who you can trust. Energy-efficient lighting installations are usually eligible for utility rebates that defray part of your initial investment. Often these projects pay for themselves in as little as 1 year. You gain the added benefit of better quality lighting, less maintenance, and energy efficiency. We have designed and installed lighting upgrades for churches, schools, and commercial buildings for customers just like you who are often astonished with the results. We also install and service outdoor lighting on buildings and in parking lots to enhance safety and security. Call Stinson Electric, 612-424-7382.
Joined by
Corey Regan here.
Yeah, and we got Paul Sadek with us.
And I'm here too.
Yeah, it's the Rediscover Hour, and today we're taking the whole hour to talk about something very, very powerful, and that is a Curcio weekend. Many of you have gone through a Curcio weekend, or you've been invited to a Curcio weekend, and you know if you've gone that it was life-transforming. I did mine in 1981, my wife in 1981. Paul, you were like 20 years ago.
Something like that.
And Corey's about to go on one in the next...
Next weekend, right?
Yeah, well, sometime.
Dan,
we'll get
that on the calendar. You got all four kids?
You.
Yes.
I will sponsor you.
No, I am new to it, but I'm learning so much today, and I'm just very interested in going on one myself.
It's gonna
I think
be
it'll
good.
Be good.
You know, taking time to get away is very good. Jesus did it regularly, went up into the hills and he prayed. We're going to do it as an archdiocese come October 3rd and 4th. We're going to meet at the Minneapolis Convention Center for one giant retreat. It's called Celebration, and we've got Friday night on October 3rd for young adults, and all day Saturday, a number of great speakers and beautiful music and some surprises that I'm not going to tell you about right now. But if you would like to go to the big Rediscover Celebration, don't be left out. Get your tickets now. Go to rediscover-faith.org. You can Google it, too. It's Rediscover St. Paul, if you want to. You'll come up with the website right away. But please get your tickets and think about those people you'd like to come back to the church or into the church to meet Jesus Christ. Get them a ticket, too. So, we're joined right now by Deacon Tim and Jackie Helmicky, and they're from St. Hubert's in Chanhassen. Deacon Tim has gone through Curcio along with his wife Jackie and acts as a clergy for the event. Welcome to the Rediscover Hour, both of you.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
You know, Deacon Tim, my parents go out to your church, and that's the church
Bob
I grew
and Trish,
up in.
You bet.
Yeah, that we grew up there, and I've seen you there for years. You've been there since like 93 or 94, somewhere in there.
That's correct.
And I didn't know that you went through the Curcio weekend. Before you talk about your role as a deacon, tell us a little bit about your experience in the Curcio weekend, this dynamic three-day event.
Much like Scott and Greer and Justine and Bill, you know, the impact it had on us was to strengthen our marriage, and that was back in 1988. To strengthen us as parents, and really, and we had three kids from ages maybe 5 through 11, and just really take those seeds of grace that God had planted in us and really help them bloom and really come forward to be better parents and to be a better husband. I'll speak for myself and my wife as well as a better wife.
I think it's interesting that people say it's marriage building when you do it separately, but you come home and you talk about it and start the conversation about your faith, which might not have been talked about much before, and you grow together.
Tim and I were both pretty active at our parish at St. John the Baptist at the time.
Okay.
When we went through the weekend. We were both involved actively on parish council, on school council, and we were also a part of the Renew program.
Okay.
So we did a lot of small group sharing. But there was nothing, it just paled compared to what we experienced
really?
When we went on Curcio. And for me, it was I was the one that was dragging my feet. I know the other two men talked about, they were the ones that dragged our feet, but I was the one. Tim was ready to go, and I just said, I'm too busy. We have three young children.
Sure.
I was working part-time nights, going to school, and it's how do you fit that in? But, you know, once you make the weekend, it just, your priorities change and everything falls into place. The part that I was concerned about was the weekly grouping. How will I have time to meet with a group of women every week? Well, it happens and you make it happen, and that's what's
you prioritize it
importance in your life.
Jackie, you're talking about grouping with a group of women afterwards. Let's kind of clarify that. Once you go through the Curcio weekend and you meet new people, afterwards, you continue to meet periodically with a group to do what? To build on that weekend?
It sustains the weekend. So we meet every week. We talk about how God is working in our life. In fact, the person who sponsored Tim and I, George and Con Schmid, I am still grouping with George and Schmid after 26 years.
Years later.
Years and years later.
Every week.
Yes.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because you think, well, you're group with people after the event, after the encounter. And it's not you have to group with people. It's you want to continue meeting with these people.
Well, and
people.
They're your friends.
They
are so important to you now.
But it's friends in a different way because you talk about your spiritual life, where maybe some friends prior to Curcio, that wasn't their focus of our conversation.
Right, okay. So.
Deacon Tim, you're part of the clergy, and your role as a deacon is very important in the Curcio weekend. Tell us a little bit about the Curcio weekend from your perspective as a deacon and what you're doing.
It's really, as I thought about that, it was 9 years after I made my weekend that I was ordained a deacon. And it was, I think, really from that weekend, I would say I was given a spiritual hearing aid to hear better in my life what God was asking of me and helping me do. And so I think from a clergy standpoint, it's the greatest gift that we can get is that personal relationship with Christ that helps us hear in our life God's direction for us.
And as a deacon, you're directing people spiritually often. You're giving advice. You're kind of a shepherd in some ways, serving the flock. What do you hear from people before and after? Is there anyone you can think of in your mind right now where you're thinking, that guy was one way before, but I'll tell you what happened to him afterwards? What do you hear and see?
First is, I think, Curcio from a clergy standpoint is probably one of the greatest collaborations between clergy and laity on a weekend. It's a mixture of both giving talks. We're arm in arm and hand in hand with each other, really on the same page and inviting Christ to be really our personal Savior. For many people in our Catholic tradition, we've experienced the richness of our Catholic faith, and I'm a guy, and so my metaphor is, it's kind of like we have this great engine. Curcio was kind of the transmission that helped me and helped many people take that grace that we've been given and really activate that and bring it forth in so many ways, not only in our family life, but in our church life. Imagine as a pastor or as a deacon having the Hussies, the Bojams filled with your church and the gifts that they bring to your church community and to each other.
That's the engine.
Yeah, that's a whole other aspect, is that Bill was talking about 10,000 Curciestas, those who have gone through the movement. I know that with the Catechetical Institute in St. Paul, we've got 1,075 people that now have gone through that are in parishes, and that's an asset to a parish. To have a converted heart.
Yeah, it clearly is. And, you know, my experience both as a parishioner at St. John's where our kids were and then as a deacon at St. Hubert's is often it's those who have experienced Curcio that are the most engaged in the life of the community.
Well,
the community.
We can't thank you enough for joining us today. And it's been a great hour talking about Curcio. And very grateful to you, Deacon Tim and Jackie, and also Bill and Justine Bojan and Scott and Greer Hussey joining us earlier. I just want to say, if you are at a point in your life where you're thinking, boy, I need a change, I need something, I need to get on track, check out Curcio. Don't be afraid Fear not. You're going to be encountering Jesus Christ through brothers and sisters in a wonderful experience. So go to the website. That's
tc-curcio.org.
All right.
Check it out.
And, well, so I want to thank you, and we want to follow up in a show later to see what kind of fruit comes from this and what how it's growing in the Twin Cities. And as the director of evangelization, I'm going to do everything I can, you know, to help this movement because I think it's fantastic. Paul Sadek, what's happening in the Twin Cities?
Well, the Archdiocese has partnered with the USCCB to promote and raise awareness of natural family planning as an effective method to help couples improve their communication, respect, and intimacy with each other while providing them a natural and easy way to plan their family. Join the Office of Marriage, Family, and Life in praying a novena for chastity and purity in the world. The novena begins July 18th in preparation for the USCCB NFP Awareness Week. It will finish up on the Feast of Saints Joachim and Anne. The Office of Marriage, Family, and Life also would like to honor couples who have chosen to use natural family planning with an evening of Mass and appreciation. That evening of Mass and reflection on natural family planning with Bishop Andrew Cousins will be Thursday, July 24th, St. Paul Seminary, 2260 Summit Avenue in St. Paul, an evening to honor the providers and teachers and to celebrate the gift of NFP in the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis. Mass at 6 in St. Mary's Chapel. Dinner, dessert, and reflection, 7 to 8:30 in the Bins. Also, Nativity Grandparents Apostolate invites all grandparents to a celebration of the Feast of Saints Joachim and Anne. Friday, July 25th, the eve of the feast, speaker Father Tom McDonough, priest of the Archdiocese of St. Paul and Minneapolis. Topic, Indulgences of the Catholic Church. What's up next week, Chef?
Well, next week we're going to be talking, I believe, about Scripture. And we're going to have a couple of guests on to talk about how do we study the Bible, go deeper in it. Once again, want to remind you, get those tickets for October 3rd and 4th for the big celebration. Go to rediscover-faith.org.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us today on the Rediscover Hour.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330, and is presented by your trusted electrical advisor, Stinson Electric, serving commercial, institutional, and facility managers in our area. You can find show archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.